Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new Illinois law will make it easier for police to remove squatters from someone's home. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill into law on Monday.
Currently, people unlawfully occupying a home can be removed through a month-long eviction process, during which squatters are allowed to continue living at the property. The new law allows law enforcement to immediately arrest squatters for trespassing. State Senator Lakeisha Collins carried the bill through Springfield, and she says the goal is to give homeowners more recourse.
They are having to, you know, go through the stress of knowing that their hard-earned money that have went into their properties are now in the hands of strangers who are damaging the property and doing God knows what.
The bill had bipartisan support, and the law will take effect in January of 2026. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for much of western Illinois and eastern Iowa from noon until 7 this evening. Meteorologist Brian Pierce in the Quad Cities warns that an extreme heat watch has also been issued for Wednesday for areas north of the Quad Cities, including Clinton, Dubuque, and Freeport.
Wednesday right now at the moment is looking to be probably the most dangerous day for heat, where we could potentially see heat indices of 105 or higher during the afternoon.
The National Weather Service advises that newborns, children, elderly people, and people who are pregnant or have chronic illnesses be especially cautious outdoors. That is, stay hydrated and take breaks from the heat by staying indoors or in the shade. The Quad City Times Bix 7 gets moving today with the second annual Bechtel Trust Senior Bix at the Isle Casino in Bettendorf. The 1 or 2 mile run along the Mississippi starts at 6 p.m. Organizers kicked off the race week on Monday with a news conference at MLK Park in Davenport. Assistant race director Paul Schmidt says new this year is the corporate mascot race on Thursday night before the Brady Street Sprints.
We have a handful of mascots that are going to run a shortened version of the sprints. They're in their costumes. Some of them are kind of crazy costumes to run in on a hot night, but we think the crowd will like it, and the sponsors are into it.
The main event on Saturday in downtown Davenport starts at 8 a.m. Schmidt says there will also be a new designated friends and family cheering area on 4th Street this year. Davenport City Administrator Doug Maxeiner says he's stepping down to focus on personal health issues. Maxeiner announced on Monday that he'll resign in October after 32 years working in local government. He started his current role in 2024 after serving in recent years as city administrator for Moline and East Moline. Maxeiner says he intends to remain in his role to facilitate the transition and to complete the hiring processes for a new fire chief and IT director. A new campus at the Eastern Iowa Airport will help battle nationwide workforce shortages in aviation. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it will support new and existing programs at colleges in the area.
The Eastern Iowa Airport is launching its Aviation Workforce Development Campus, which is designed to help combat a growing shortage of pilots and airplane technicians. The airport is partnering with two colleges in Cedar Rapids, Coe College and Kirkwood Community College, whose students will receive pilot and technician training. Marty Lenz is the director of the Eastern Iowa Airport.
Really, with Collins Aviation, BAE, you know, that speaks to that aviation history that's part of Eastern Iowa's origin story. And so we're really looking to foster that energy that existed and, you know, help the industry with the workforce that's out there.
The campus consists of two repurposed hangars, a classroom, and a laboratory space. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.